Hello, caterpillars. Moths, flies, other insects,
other disgusting people.
Welcome to Wings of Weird, the new and improved butterfly effect.
After a year or two, because Tyson decided to leave. He's a jackrabbit.
Abandonment.
Abandonment.
As you see, I am new here.
Oh.
Considerably. I am Tello. The weird tiny thing of Mothhood. And I am with Baka. Or as he used to be, Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Oh man, this awkward silence is going on beautifully.
This is exactly what our teacher was talking about.
This is exactly what he was talking about. We have a teacher. It's Colin Voldemort. His name already relates to Harry Potter enough. So I'm just going to totally switch it up, and he's going to be called Voldemort. Or Mr. Voldy. So Mr. Voldy, he is our English teacher. And for a month, we had to do a project on a podcast.
And I did this one.
Vodka did his own podcast.
I was going to do The Basement Yard by Joe Santagato.
Check it out.
But, yeah, props them. He's pretty cool.
Me. Do you remember me? Struggling to get out of my seat as I fall flat on my face and proceed to run up and say, "Hello from the Magic Tavern."
I need to listen to that. It's called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
It is called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
And you can hear Burger King in the background.
You can hear Burger King in the background because it's about a guy who fell through a portal into the land of food where bestiality is okay.
That was the first thing. There are wizards. I that was the first thing our teacher read was bestiality is common.
It's common because there is a shapeshifter and the animal he turns into is the last animal he slept with. He is currently a badger. His name is Chunt.
Why is he a badger? Why did?
Because he last did a badger.
Why?
He wanted to fuck a badger.
Okay.
Don't question Chunt. And then there is Usador. I'm not going to do his whole name. It's too much. My favorite point is there's a suicidal alcoholic flower. Named Flower. Yes. And there is a rule in the Land of Hoon that if a flower is suicidal.
The flower is suicidal.
You must help it kill itself.
But you can't murder it.
You can't murder it, but you are assisting in its suicide. Because the flower can't kill itself because it's a flower. It doesn't have hands to shoot itself or.
Does anyone help it die?
You literally just can push it off the edge of a cliff and boom, you killed it.
Does anyone help it die?
Well, Ernie helped it die. The main character, the guy who fell through the portal. He got mad at the flower, and he's like, getting super mad, and he's like, if a flower is suicidal, you must help it. And he's like, I'll help you, I'll chuck him off a fucking cliff. And the flower's like, you know what, now I'm just mad at you, and I just want to live so I can see you fail completely. And it's like, see, now it's not suicidal anymore. And Chunt's like, in the corner, laughing his head off.
We gotta make sure we put these people in the description so that
we're not mooching off of them.
Because, check these people out.
Check them out. It is amazing.
Do it.
Make fan art.
Right
make
now.
Fan fictions. Write smut of Chunt and Ernie, please. Correction, I do not encourage that. Don't.
Hold on, now I want to actually see if there is...
Welcome
to the Land of Foon, is it called? Oh, Welcome to the Magic Tavern.
Welcome to the Magic Tavern. We're still recording, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is this going to be in there, too?
They're going to hear me typing. Welcome to the Magic Tavern.
No.
Please tell me there is nothing.
Briar Witch?
Please tell me there is nothing.
What's this? What is this? What is this?
What do we have here?
A choo-choo chunk. Oh, here is Chunt, Ernie, and Usador. Look at Usador. I like that wizard. He's my favorite wizard.
Okay, I was surprised.
I have no idea what that is. That has nothing to do with Hello the Magic Tavern. We're just looking at pictures. Oh, and another thing, picture-wise, is I, Tello, the small artist of Mothhood, drew a new, improved logo for Wings of Weird. Baka here is actually the one who's going to put the name on it and everything, make it official, but I am going to take my credit for drawing it.
I get that font.
Yes, you should.
I don't think I have it on here. I have it at the school's computer, but I don't have it here.
How would you only have it on the school's computer?
Because I don't really... Actually, I might have it at home. Usually I did the stuff over there because their computers are faster.
So they have
good Macs.
Oh my god, go up. Go up. That is insane!
It's hard to read, though.
Yeah.
This is the one I have.
That one, yes, I like that one.
In fancy. Oh, that was an ad. Thank you, ad block. I have two ad blocks.
I see that.
I might already have this. So I might just be downloading it.
Dr. Pepper. We are not advertising Dr. Pepper. Or Hello the Magic Tavern.
I wish I was sponsored by Dr. Pepper.
Or Down in the Basement. Is that what it's called? No, the basement down under.
The basement yard.
I have it so wrong. We're not advertising any of those. We're not sponsored by any of them. We just really enjoy them and would hope we can get other people to enjoy them.
Okay, I feel like I have that font now.
Alright, just keep this open in case.
Zabivaka.
That is the new inspiration for Big Papa's name.
Zabivaka.
Russia. Wanted to Russia's... play with his ball, but they drew him playing with his balls.
So,
I've just been
Russia
introduced
had
to
like a fursona
for
the Olympics, for the Winter Olympics. It was like a 3D animation of him playing soccer, and then he winks at the camera, and that's when America got the idea to yiff the hell out of him. And the Russian embassy even said, please stop making porn of Zabivaka.
Russia is begging you.
Russia's begging you.
For every youth, for every yiff of Zabivaka, a Putin cries.
A single Putin cries.
Are there multiple Putins?
I mean, he might have kids. He might have a wife.
We're not going to Google this. No, don't Google this.
Does Putin have a wife?
We're going to let this be an answer thing for our listeners. For the beautiful caterpillars, cocoon, and old moths, flies, and other insects that listen to this podcast, tell us, does Putin have a family? Are there more Putins?
Or is there only a singular Putin?
Is there only a singular
Putin? Is there only one Putin?
All right. You can see, the first topic of this whole thing is stupid memes. And I think we have hit that spot on. I think we have.
Adam. What the fuck, Richard?
I saw you hanging out with Becca the other day. Veronica, it's not what you think. I will hesitate, bitch. Bow.
And then that one kid, though. It's so weird. Or like...
It's the kid who wears... my tablet.
Okay, do you know the song Take On Me? And you know that girl? You know that girl with like the ponytail? She was like jamming to the music.
Okay.
Like start the intro to the song, she was like jamming to it, and then she turns around and just does this like. And I'm like, why? Who is this girl? She's wearing glasses and her face is like this. I'm like, who is this girl?
Is it the one where it's like they'll put a song on it and it's like she's like in the driveway shaking her shoulders up and down, and then she like... suddenly turns. Ooh, that was a good one. Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me.
Oh, this reminds me of a stupidly funny story with a guy.
Dear.
A friend of mine. He's a freshman, his name.
Oh dear, do we have
his Beanpool.
Beanpool.
Because
why is his name Beanpool?
Because he's taller than me and skinny like a star of China.
I feel like we're talking about two different
Tylers, yes.
Damn it.
We'll never find him.
So my friend was at work on
Halloween. My story first.
Okay.
So I openly burp in public because why shouldn't I? I know it sounds disgusting, but at least I say excuse me every time after. Even when I'm sitting alone in my room, minus my giant bird, and I burp, I will say excuse me. I refuse not to.
You're literally, like, in a padded room, and you burp, and you're like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
I will. Like, in the middle of, like, having, like, a
like episode. Like, in the middle of nowhere, if I burp, I will say excuse me.
You have to excuse yourself.
I have to excuse myself.
You were rude to yourself. Like, can you imagine, like, a person, rude. Nobody can hear them in a padded room, they're having one of their episodes, and then they burp, and they're like, oh, excuse me.
And then they go back to being crazy. That's me 20 years in the insane asylum.
Okay, but so, on Halloween...
My story's not over yet. So one time, he burped, and I just turned to him and I said, solid 3. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, you didn't do very good. And he's like, well, then what's a 10? And I'm like, 10 is when a demon crawls from your throat and proceeds to take over your body. I have had a 10. I am the demon. I like butterflies.
My friend pierced the webbing of their hand one day.
Now you can tell your story.
Okay, so on Halloween, my friend works at a movie theater in Iowa. And on Halloween, they could wear costumes.
Oh, that's actually awesome.
Well, they would have to wear, like, the uniform. They could wear, like, a mask or something. And the manager's wife works with them.
Oh.
So she proceeds to turn around the corner wearing an emoji mask. And
like, you guys don't see this, but he just showed a picture. Here, let me try and explain this.
I could make this, like, the picture of the episode.
No, the picture of the episode has to be my art. I refuse to not accept it. It is... It's a horrifying crying
emoji.
It's
the laughing emoji with the tears.
Laughing emoji with the tears. Google emoji mask and just find the most horrifying one that looks nothing like the actual emoji.
This is the wall, and she turns around and just does this. And my friend screams.
Oh my god, your poor friend.
Oh dear.
Poor little Iowa movie theater boy.
Look, my friend pierced the webbing of their hand between their thumb and index finger the other day.
Why would he do that?
That
is even stupider than piercing a person's dick.
Does that happen? Is that common?
Yes, that is something that happens. There are people out there who pierce their penises.
So, my quote for the day. Now my armpits are going to smell like dick. Stop eating his semen and explain yourself.
It's even worse because it's just an anime.
It's like a manga.
It's a manga panel. Two separate panels, in fact.
What the fuck is up, Kyle? No, what did you say?
Oh, a reference you will probably hear at one point throughout this is we will turn to the, hey, Mark.
Oh, hey,
from
Mark.
I did not hit her. I did not.
It's from The Room by Tommy Wiseau. It's like an old movie that
we're
was
not
bad
sponsored.
On purpose.
We're not sponsored.
The
we just
funny thing about Tommy
Wiseau,
we
don't
want to
advertise.
Nobody knew who he was. He literally walks up to Hollywood with a full movie script and he's like, I want to make a movie. And the guy and the Hollywood directors are all like, you know, I don't know what's about him, but hell, let's make his movie. I trust him. I don't know what about him I trust, but let's do it. So they made a really bad... I forget why it's called The Room. Like, it was so bad. You're tearing me apart, Lisa! So, I have this video.
Ooh.
I have this video. I'm gonna show you
is
the...
Is that a bird?
That's a possum.
Oh, okay.
I have this video of this possum, and it's on the shelf. I'm like, so my dog killed a possum today.
Yeah.
And I put this on Instagram because I, like, throw it into, like, the woods. And everyone on Instagram freaked out. And I was like, it's dead. What do you want me to do? Keep it in my room?
That reminds me. I found a dead bird outside my apartment window. Literally 2 days ago.
But, like,
and
everyone got mad that this is what they did to it.
My dog killed a fucking possum today.
It's killed a possum today. I have to go throw it away. Wait. But everyone got mad that
it literally just ends the episode of saying...
Everyone got mad that I threw it away, and I'm like, what do you want me to do with it? Put it in the recycle bin?
But what happened is, we found the dead bird outside, and I'm like looking at this dead frozen bird. It's like the first snow of winter, and I'm looking at this dead frozen bird, and I'm like, how the fuck? It looked like it had a rock in its head. Either some kid has a really good aim, or just got really, really lucky. Because that bird had a rock in its head. And it was like, it looked like it was asleep there on the ground, frozen. So my mom's like, just grab two plastic baggies, put one on your hand, and carry the other one, and grab it with one hand, put it in the bag, wrap it up, and then wrap that bag with the bag that's over your hand. Like, turn the bag
just double wrap it.
Double wrap it. I double wrapped it, I made it all nice and neat, and I'm like, walking to the garbage can, like, I'm sorry we can't bury you, give you a proper acknowledgement.
Give it a Viking funeral.
Give you a Viking funeral. I could have. There's a golf course nearby.
You've heard of sleeveless shirts, now get ready for shirtless sleeves.
Why do you like interrupting my stories?
It's like I'm looking through my phone and I find memes.
You know what I should do?
Just add useless stories to topics.
Yes.
I was on the school bus, and there was this girl who, she's an 8th grader. She proceeded to be rude to the high schoolers.
I think you skipped like 7 other topics.
I'm just going in.
Cartoons too. Let's bounce around.
I'm going in an odd order. I still want to go in like this order.
Yeah, this has to be in order, otherwise it looks stupid. Ignore this whole part, everybody. Go ahead, carry on with your story about the ignorant middle schooler.
I'm gonna call her Michelin Man. Because
Richard, no, call her Richard. This is a reference to Chaos555, a YouTuber. She has a uncle, well, aunt, I don't know what they are, but she calls them Richard. Even though they are constantly considered evil, and I do not know their real gender, but let's just, anyone we consider evil, let's just call them Richard.
Okay.
Unless the person's name really is Richard. Then we will have to clarify they are not.
We'll call them Michelin Man.
We'll call them.
So, Richard, they decide to mess with the high schoolers.
Oh, jeez.
You do not mess with seniors if you're an 8th grader. That's like.
You don't mess with seniors at all.
That's taboo.
It's taboo.
They'll shove you in a locker. Like, that's
taboo.
They
won't shove you in a locker. They can do a
million. They'll shove you in a locker. In a locker.
In a locker. In a locker. They'll shove you in a backpack, and then put that backpack in a duffel bag, and then put that duffel bag in a gym locker, and put that gym locker in another locker.
And then they'll throw that locker in the dumpster.
And then they'll throw that dumpster in a junkyard.
Yeah.
And then they'll throw that junkyard in a military garbage dump. And then they'll throw that whole entire dump in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be in the middle of it.
I am a senior.
Slowly waiting for the water to creep through all those layers and drown you as you started.
But there was a bad smell on the bus, and she thought it was the seniors and the high schoolers there. What she thought was us back there. Uh-huh. What people don't know is the older you get, the better your hygiene is. So we thought it was like the middle of the bus, because we smelled it too. And she went back there, and I would sit in, like, the front of the back. Like, I was in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's, like, the three sections. And the front, so goodies, the middle, like, quiet kids, and then the back, loud, rowdy, populars.
So.
Or the emo kids.
Oh, that's me.
Excuse me.
But I was sitting there, and she comes back with, like, a bottle of perfume. I'm allergic to cologne and perfume in heavy doses. So she takes it, and she's like, all over me, and I'm, like, coughing hard. And I was like, what the hell? And she's like, you guys need to take a shower. You guys all smell like shit. And I was like, what are you talking about, Michelin Man?
Richard,
so
what are
basically
you talking about?
I have a video of this I'll show you later, but I went on a whole, like, roasting section. Do you know Colton Tomasi?
Cha-cha?
Yeah. He roasted her. Like, she was all like, we get it. Shut up. Because then the 8th grader started getting upset, and he was like, shut up, Lindsay Lohan, and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I'll cut that part out.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story.
Leave seniors alone.
Don't mess with high schoolers.
Don't mess with us. We have such a deep, eroding hole of constant depression, insomnia, and sleep issues, and stress that we just don't care about other people anymore.
And above all else, there's homework.
Above all else, there's homework. It's like, the thing about school is, like, we don't want your home life and school life to intersect. That's why you can't bring home to school. And I'm like, then why is it we bring school to home? Think about it. Think about it.
You know, I feel it.
Okay. And then, like, when you have insomnia issues, it's even worse, because it's like, you feel like you don't have time to do anything because you have to stay on a sleep schedule. I know this. I have insomnia. I have a melatonin deficiency.
Oh, I do too. Except melatonin medication doesn't work on me, so
So, like, the highest dosage a person can take is 10 doses, which for me is 2 little pills. There was a point in time when I was taking 20, which is the highest for an adult is 10, because side effects start showing up when you take anything higher. And, like, it won't kill you. You can't overdose on it unless, like, probably drink down a whole bottle of it.
Yeah.
But it will show side effects, and I don't know what those side effects are, but I feel like I was heavily affected by them, and for, like, the past month, I haven't been taking any melatonin, and it's, like, for the first few days after that, I actually slept good, and I was like, oh my god. But then the last 2 weeks, I haven't slept ounce. Except, like, yesterday. Except, like, 2 days ago when I slept a whole night. Because my body was officially considering my health depleting.
Like, oh, yeah.
I told you the story of when I stayed up 4 days straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I ended up having a day where I couldn't even comprehend the world as anything because my body was forcing me to sleep. Like, I was...
Go to sleep.
Pretty much, yeah. And the thing is, then I would proceed to sleepwalk. To sleepwalk, run, jog around, go find different areas to curl up like a crazed animal. I woke up cuddling our potato bag in the kitchen. Brings a whole new meaning to couch potato, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another point where I woke up halfway and Mom's like, do you want to name dinner? And I'm like, quesadilla. And then I wake up again.
I don't like broccoli.
I proceed to re-wake up with half a quesadilla in my mouth, my head on the plate of food, and I'm just sitting there like, all that has in it is cheese. This ain't a quesadilla. And then I fell back asleep.
That's what a quesadilla is.
No, like...
It's like a cheese taco.
It's like a cheese taco, yes, but she only did, like, the stupid thing where it's, like, one tortilla and you fold it in half with the cheese in the middle. You know?
I used to only eat those because they would fill you up, and when there's no food, I would just take shredded cheese and a tortilla.
You want to know something? Lettuce is a filling food. Like, if you eat lettuce just regularly, it makes you feel full, like, really full.
So you're saying I should eat my best friend?
No. You should not eat lettuce. You're not allowed to eat lettuce.
I'm not allowed to eat lettuce.
I'm saying lettuce, the food, it's good. Like, it helps fill you up.
Huh. Maybe that's why I can't eat more than 3 burritos.
That's why at Subway they always hijack every freaking sub with lettuce. If you say lettuce, you expect them to, like...
You would think they'd give you a little bit of lettuce. Because no. Wouldn't they want you to order more sandwiches?
Yes, but the dealio is, it's also, like, a requirement.
That's odd.
Like, they want the food to make you feel full so that you come back when you feel empty. You know?
So, I'm always empty inside.
This is not a point of emotional feelings. We're talking about hunger here, Jared.
Hey. Listen, you know there's those depressed people out there that eat food when they're empty.
Yes, I am one of them.
I eat so much food.
I gotta say this. Like, oh, every time your little iPod thing turns on, I just kind of look at it and I realize you really like Buddha stuff.
Yes, I am a Buddhist. That's why I wear that. Buddhist? Yes.
Okay, so my assumptions are correct.
I sneezed so hard one day
that I burped
and it hurt so bad. Like, I sneezed and then burped and it hurt so bad.
Oh my god, do you know when you, like, burp and it's like that fuzzy burp? Like, that pop burp? And then it goes up your nose?
Oh my god. Do you know how Foss sneezes?
No, I've never heard him sneeze.
Okay, he'll start like this, like, and he'll be like, and then he'll just be like, ah! It's so funny.
I have a variation of sneeze, whether it's the sneeze.
I scream.
Genevieve screams. Jenny.
Jenny
and
Wenny.
And then there's Quinn. Her sneeze, she's like a kitten. It's literally.
That sounds like a Japanese girl.
It's a tiny little kitten sneeze. And every time she does it, I'll turn around and oh, no, I burped.
Do you know the smoke and blow, or did I not tell you that joke?
You have not told me this joke.
Okay, so me and Lettuce, we were sitting there, and I was like, hey, my throat hurts. And he's like, why is your throat hurt? Sucking too much dick? And I'm like, that and smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And then he was just like, what if you could do that at the same time? And I was just like, dude, I was like, the smoke and blow. And I proceeded, and I have this at my house, I proceeded to draw a picture of a mask you wear, where it has a hole for a dick, and like a tilted hole, because you don't want to burn the person, a tilted hole for a cigarette, and I said it to Cal, and I was like, dude, this is a good old-fashioned smoke and blow. And he's like, what is wrong with you?
What is this? Oh, man.
So we started creating other things, like the suck and fuck, the beat and eat,
the
jizz whiz. Wait, the jizz whiz is like, you know the sorting hat from Harry Potter?
I don't wanna.
Basically, it involves that.
I don't wanna. I don't want to think about this. Stop ruining my childhood.
The smoke and blow. You smoke and you blow.
You know what's the most disappointing thing about Harry Potter fans?
The fact that Harry Potter wasn't the chosen one?
Well, he could have been one of the chosen ones. He is one of the chosen ones. There is a whole other chosen one that could have been chosen if Voldemort had just went to that house instead. But I was going to say, like, you know how you turn 11 and it's like, here's your letter, go! As a Harry Potter fan who was like 7 or 8 when I first started watching everything, it was like my greatest hopes aligned when it's like, yeah, 11-year-olds, you get a letter, that's when you go. And I was like, I have a chance. And with my history of being a witch, like our family, having witch's blood in us, it's like, well, yes, yes. And then I turned 11 and it's like,
whenever I didn't turn in my first homework assignment in our class, our teacher proceeded to look at me and was like, this is why you didn't get your letter from Hogwarts. And I was just like, and I was just like, in the arms of the angels. We should actually talk about these two.
As a podcast including a gender fluid person and then a transgender child. I like how it's like person, child, just because I'm small.
Small.
Stereotypes are the funnest thing I can think to mess with. It's like, you're tiny and little. Aren't you supposed to always be angry? And I'm like, no, dude. No,
Well, you're closer to hell, so I would figure.
I'm closer to hell, but my father lives in hell. He's cool. He gives me ice cream.
He's a cool dude that gives me ice cream.
Yeah. You know how weird it is to get peppermint ice cream from Satan? It's good ice cream, though.
Okay, you know how most ice cream shops, they sell Rocky Road ice cream a lot during Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just imagine Satan giving you Rocky Road ice cream?
I hate Rocky Road. Dad knows this. He knows I don't like Rocky Road.
What are some light
stereotypes I like to
mess around? What are, like, light ones? Because I know a lot of heavy ones.
Hairstyle.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real light
one. That's the confusing thing at school.
Yeah. Like, you'll see someone, and they'll either have really short hair or really long hair. And with the amount of females that have short hair and females that have long hair, it is so confusing.
Now, there's a lot of gay people in our school.
Many.
And
you are talking to two of the gayest. Well, you are listening. I'm not two people. My bipolar disorder is under handle. Everyone, calm down.
Do you have alternate personality disorder? Just a little.
Just a little. There's just me, Harold, Gerald, Bob, Cindy, Lou,
Mark.
Mark.
Okay, so there's these two girls. I don't know their names. I don't know their gender. I don't know their sexuality.
You just know
they're I saw them making out one day, so that's all I know. But they have really short hair. It's that one girl with, like, the pink hair.
Oh.
And then that other girl that wears the book bag with, like, the angel wings on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's those two. And I looked at them because, like, I figured they were lesbian. They made out. And they have short hair. But, like, your hair doesn't define you. And I was just like, it should, though.
Well, no, not really. Because then we'd be in a society where if a girl who needs long hair for a sport or some kind of requirement, like, I have short hair because it's easier for me to take care of.
If it was socially acceptable for all non-queer people, I'm going to say to have long hair.
And then short hair.
And then short hair is queer people. Like, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Like, one of my best friends, she's completely straight.
Yeah.
And she has a boyfriend. She has short hair. She has, like, a pixie cut.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks she's a lesbian. Or, like, Botha, short hair. Or Edward, short hair. Not queer at all. Just completely straight. And I was just like,
I know this guy. This is actually a really fun story. I know this guy. He has hair down to his shoulders. And it is insanely flowy. It looks like if you posted it on a freaking Times Magazine model, it would look really good. Just not his face. And proceed one day, me and my mom driving down the street, and there's these two dudes freaking out in the front car of us. It looks like one chick and one dude. Because of the long hair and short hair. And they're flipping out, waving to us. And we just wave back, not knowing who they are. And then it's like, a week later, I'm in my history class. And it's like, Wait, were you the guy in the car who aggressively waved at me and my mother? He's like, yeah! Can't believe you know that. I'm like, well, wait, like, they were freaking out. Like, you know when, you, like, pull up next to that car and they're jamming music and they're, like, look like they're having a seizure?
Oh, it's yeah. It's like
these guys were in the front seat having a seizure, but sideways.
It's like, gonna be like, May.
You're, like, vibrating.
No, remember that one, yeah. It's gonna be May.
Oh, yeah.
My thing, I'm fine with people like, who go by different genders, but at least try to look the part.
Like,
there's this girl at school. Considering
how society is, you should at least try, so society has a bit of equipment.
There's this girl who completely looks female. They want to be known as a male, though, and I'm like, but you don't try to look like one. I can get the hair thing. Because their parents might not know.
Sometimes parents may be like, no, but you can wear
baggy clothing. She wears really lacy, rosary kind of clothing. And I'm like, why? Like,
even though I identify as male, there are times I have a literal wedding dress in my room. And the only reason I
look because it's not socially acceptable for you to wear a complete just suit and tie. Even though a lot of girls actually do it nowadays.
I love the idea of having a suit and tie. Like, that's why I have a
bow tie in my room.
That's why I have a bow tie and suspenders in my room. And I'll randomly put on a white dress shirt and put those on and I'll, like, walk in
school. All of our friends should pick a day that should be nerd day. And then we should all just wear bow tie and suspenders.
Bow ties. Yeah, we should. Like, we should arrange that. Other really stupid stereotypes are, like, the pants dress thing, clothing. Like...
What do you mean by that?
Like, there was a... dude who wore a dress to school, and, like, the school had to send him out, and everyone's like, how dare you? I mean, he's allowed to wear a dress if he wants to. Maybe that's why he's comfortable in, but you know what the school actually did why they sent him home?
Because it would have been bad looking on a female, too. It's too revealing.
Yes, it was a dress that violated school code, and I think that's really
weird.
Do you remember
how I went in my brother's room last night?
Yeah, I remember.
The guy that was in there was him. That was Keegan. He was the guy who wore the dress.
I want you to give him a high five, please.
And he didn't get in trouble because of gender issues or anything. He got in trouble because the dress was too revealing. It showed, like, half of his chest.
And I think that's already a movement, because if a school is going on a guy about dress code, I think that's awesome, because for one, at least he tried.
I got mad. I was like...
At least he tried to get the dress in the school. The only thing he ended up failing at was making it up to the school code. Like
if he would have just worn Norn.
Like, if he had worn...
just Norn.
If he had worn a dress that wasn't spaghetti strap or too far up the thighs or something like that, it fit code, yeah.
Like, it was long enough. It was what is
that? A V-neck?
It was like that far down.
Oh.
It was...
Oh, it was,
Like, it went
low,
past his
it was
chest.
Like a chest.
Low cut. That's low what cut, it is. Yeah.
It's a low cut collar. No, it wasn't spaghetti strap. It was a low cut collar.
I'm still working on my Coke addiction. My diet Coke addiction.
Yeah.
My mom has a diet Coke addiction. It's so funny.
Because
she proceeds to buy, like, entire 12 packs just for herself. And I'm like, you know, aspartame is a leading cause of cancer. And she looks at me while drinking it. And she's like, I don't care. My mom always gets mad that my dad smokes, I smoke, my brother smokes, and then I'm just like, but you drink cancer, mom. But you continue to digest this.
I worry more about teeth. Soda is horribly, horribly bad for teeth. I don't care, though. Like, you know how everyone has that goal in life? Like, this is how they think life should be lived. Like, oh, I think life should be lived to the fullest. Like, you have to be healthy and happy. And I'm like, okay.
I say carefree, do whatever you want, party.
My whole thing is, I'm going to do whatever makes me happy, makes me comfortable, makes my life feel better.
Yeah.
Even if it means I become obese, cancerous, toothless, hairless, and I'm missing a limb.
If you become toothless, I'm going to buy a red cape and put it on you, because... Because How to Train Your Dragon is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You need to wear those ears if you become toothless.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
We're going to move on to school issues because I don't like school. Insert filler audio here.
I think these were like from IHOP or somewhere. Where did we get these? Mom, where did we get my toothless ears? Wasn't it like IHOP or...
How to Train Your Dragon. Denny's.
It's Denny's, everybody. It's canon. We're married, everyone. Denny's. It's canon. And it's like the stupid little milkshake things, like the little cups.
I love Denny's. I don't like IHOP. I like Denny's. Okay, so
the service was terrible that day, though.
Wait, have we done heavy, or should we go to school? Or have we not done heavy yet?
We haven't done heavy. We haven't talked about heavy.
Ooh, what are some, like, really heavy ones?
Oh,
what our teacher was talking about, how, like, there are more white people that do crime than black people, yeah. But black people get charged more.
Yeah, because like, everyone stereotypes them as to be more criminalist.
You're black, so automatically you are a criminal.
You're black, automatically you're Snoop Dogg. Do you do we?
You have short hair, you are automatically a girl. Wait.
I think you're still stuck on the idea that...
You're automatically a boy, is what I meant.
Excuse me.
Or like how all men are misogynistic, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what my favorite stereotype is? Men are strong, buff, no emotion, and girls are fainting and afraid of blood. Like, no. I'm gonna go into something that most people would think gross. So, if you don't want to listen to me talk about periods or stupid stuff like that, then we'll skip to insert time here. See, okay. I think it's weird. Men are like, oh no, women must faint at the sight of blood. Bleed out of our vaginas every month.
For a week.
Every woman does this. No, from 3 to 7 days. What girl in the world has a 3-day period? Whoever you are, tell me. Tell me your secrets.
I actually know somebody. I know somebody that has very, like, very faint bleeding, and their period only lasts, like, 3 days.
Who the hell is this person, and how much of their underwear is actually safe from this?
But then my sister has, like, 9-day periods that just fountains of blood.
Oh, God, yes. Heavy. That's called heavy bleeding.
And I'm like, the difference between them.
There's always going to be a difference. Every girl's period is different. Like, there are girls who, when they go on their period, they'll eat a lot, be super emotional, and be incapable of handling any kind of situation because they're so, like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I accidentally opened the wrong side of the chick bag.
Abs, oh my god. Swooning all the time.
Swooning. And then there's, like, me, who just sits there. And occasionally, if it's, like, really bad, I'll be a little bitchy. But that's only when I'm really tired and on my period.
See, moral of the stereotypes. Don't use the word all.
Don't use the word all.
Use most or some. You can say most men are pissed, because, being fair, they kind of are. Do not say all of them. I know some pretty good guys out there. Like, you know, lettuce is pretty cool.
There are really good guys out there. I have
Matten,
we have found good ones.
There
are guys who are like, dude, did you see that chick? Man, I would so hit that. And
I would
you just
so tap that.
And to totally backstandard on that, you know what I do?
What?
I overly sexualize men. If I had...
I would totally break her hip.
If I had the chance, I would go up to a man and be like, man, I love your muscles. Are you willing to put that down on a bed sheet? And I would. You know why?
Can you give me your fat cock?
Like, don't you think it's like, dude, nice, bald, keep it up. Don't you think how weird that would be if you heard that in the streets? Like, shout across the street, like, damn, son, look at that bulge. Keep it up, boy. Like, that's what it's like for a chick. Because that's like, yeah, that's like...
I feel like this would weird men out, because, like, the stereotype is that women get more compliments than men do.
No, those are compliments.
Like, I know, compliments, because you know those guys that are
like,
you know those guys that are like, oh, nice tits. Technically, it's a compliment,
nice,
but it's kind of rude.
It's rude.
Just imagine if girls did that to guys,
though. If a stranger on the street comes up to you and said, like, literally just said, I like your face, wouldn't you be weirded out? Wouldn't you think, thanks, and then be looking over your shoulder the rest of the night to make sure this guy ain't after you? Now, automatically you're thinking, murder, he's gonna try and stalk me or something.
He's gonna rape
now,
me.
Imagine that being said about a private part of your body. And what is the automatically tension that's created? What is automatically the thought in your head that paranoids you for the rest of that evening?
I could get raped.
This person who is, even if a guy is, like, a beanpole person, they could probably still take down any normal woman on the street. Like, I'm saying normal woman as in a girl who's healthy and not, like, you know, superstar athlete women. Why are you on Omegle?
I'm trying to prove a point. That there are some bad guys out there. Because I go on Omegle,
and, like, you'll get those videos and just dick.
No, I'll go on Omegle, and I'll say, like, hey, what brings you here? And somebody would just be like, oh, I'm horny. And then ask them their gender. They're like, male. And I'm like, see, there are some bad guys out there. What was I gonna say? Oh, so, a statistic is that one in every four women are abused or sexually raped. One in every seven men are that. But studies show that if people actually talked about it more, it would probably be like every four in eight women, which that's not times two, that's times four. Mm-hmm. Every eight women.
Which would be go down to every two in four women, which is already more in general.
And
think about it fraction wise.
And then with guys, they said it might be every one in three men, because guys don't talk about it. I've been sexually abused, and I've been physically abused in relationships. I don't talk about it because guys are supposed to be tough.
You're supposed to.
Like, I told my mom this, and she told me to suck it up.
Like, why should a guy have to suck it up and be strong? Why? What's the point of that? Like, if you're a child and you see your father being open about things, and I don't know about this because I don't have a father. I'm kidding, Satan.
I mean, we're going to end this episode anyway, so.
No, God.
In the middle of a story.
In the middle of a story, we are not.
Okay, give me that so I can shove it into my computer. How many times do I read my computer a day? Wow, it's so bright.
It is. It's actually scaring me. Is it getting brighter?
Now, whenever it's plugged out, it gets dim to save battery.
It's, like, I feel like it's increasingly getting brighter. But, whatever.
I mean, it can. Oh, no, it can't.
Okay. So, I just think it's, like, really weird. Like, why can't everyone just be open? Why?
Stereotypes. That's why.
Stereotypes. That's why people can't be open about it. That's why boys are scared of going into theater, because it's, like, considered gay. Or girls can't feel like they can't do certain sports because it's manly.
Me and Ben went to go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, that's okay, because two friends going to see Deadpool, cool. But we went to go see Krampus, and, like, so many people gave us weird looks. And I was just like, why can't just two bros go see a movie?
I know. Like, if you and me went to see
a movie, Matthew would be mad.
It would automatically be considered a date, something like that.
I mean, technically.
Because I'm biologically female, and you're biologically male. But if a group of girls go to the movie, it's considered girls' night. Or a group of guys go, it's like, it's a gang.
It's a gang. They're gonna get ya.
It's gonna be scary.
I've been looking at your door, trying to find two A's so I can spell out Zabi Vodka, but you don't have two A's.
We don't have two A's. We don't. I'm sorry.
I could use fours.
You can use fours.
Zabi Vodka.
You're not allowed to touch the A in one.
Oh, I feel it.
Yeah. Anything up there by the eye holes, not letting touch. Don't you go near my door.
I'm gonna fight Zabi Vodka.
No, you're gonna do it after the episode.
Zabi Vodka, no.
You just wanted to play with your ball, but instead they do you playing with your balls. Oh, God. Siri, shut up.
That goes off in class all the time.
I know. But yeah, just.
How do I turn you off, Siri? I hope it's not because you have a new assistant. I love Siri. Siri is beautiful. My dad calls her Siri.
Siri, talk to me.
Me?
Yes, you.
So I figured.
You figured right.
If you say so.
I say so.
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web for I say so.
Okay, so my
favorite. I love doing that. Like, I give a random question, and then it has the weird response, and I just build off the response.
Watch this. I am your father.
Searching my feelings.
I'm not sure.
Wait. Luke, I am your father.
Searching my feelings.
One of them was just like, stay there while I proceed to jump down a trash chute. Like, get my hand cut off and jump down a trash chute. I was like, that's funny. That's a good meme.
That's a good meme.
So what about school? How's school going? I have bad grades. I hate school. I sleep in class.
Yes. School. Do you know the original reason school is made?
Give me a headache?
Nope. No. It was, back in the Industrial Revolution, it was a law was passed that children have to be educated to work in a factory. And that totally bumped out a bunch of factories because a lot of the workers were children. Tiny, skinny little children who could get into little vents and get into places where they'd ready to die. Oh god, your teacher's a blowout here.
I turned up the mic wall because I've noticed that it's quiet. So I tried to turn it up.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Don't laugh, it's too loud. Just whisper.
Aha! That's good enough.
Okay. That's like where you had it in the first place.
Is it?
It is. Your laugh makes everything worse.
Oh!
Oh boy! Oh boy!
It's not easy being green.
Shut the fuck up, Kermit. Oh boy! Boy, do I like my...
Wake me up inside. I can't wake up, cooked up.
Shut up.
Do Betty Boop. I can do Richard Nixon. I'm not a crook. I'm Richard Wilhelm Nixon. They used to call me Tricky Dicky in my day. They used to. That was his nickname.
I think I spit on your computer.
Can I do? I'm gonna try to do George Bush. Can you tell me what happened at Watergate? Watergate? I did not invade the Democrats' privacy. I didn't even tell you what Watergate was about. I'm not a crook.
I'm not a crook.
I love the Futurama episode because he's like, here's my VP, Al Gore. And Al Gore comes in and he doesn't have a head. And he's like, argh! It was the funniest thing. And here's my VP. Al Gore.
Here's my VP, Frankenstein.
And this is why we need to build a wall.
You guys don't see this, but this is insane amounts of hand movement, and it's right in my face.
No, okay, so when he speaks forward, he uses both hands. When he turns to the left, he uses the right one. When he turns to the right, he uses the left one. So it's just like, we need to build a wall.
He needs to make sure you can see his hand moving.
Right now. I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids. Chillery Clinton.
Oh, wait, we never put in the time for when period talk ends. Oh, well, we'll find it.
They don't care. This is supposed to be offensive. Nobody's supposed to listen to this.
Are you totally dissing all of our insect listeners?
The whole point is that we're extremely offensive and we don't care.
I know.
Silly women. Rights are for men. Way the cookie crumbles. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man! Farquaad on a quad. Farquaad. Near quad. Far, far quad. Near far quad. Far, far quad on a far quad.
Do you know Farquaad is made to sound very much like something else? I am aggressively wiggling my eyebrows.
Keep your feet off the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face.
Wait, wouldn't it just be wipe your brow?
No, it was like, keep your feet off the ground, shine your shoes, wipe your ass was the rhyme. But because like they were turning around, their butt was showing, it's like, shine your shoes, wipe your, and then they turn around, face. Doolop is. I miss Shrek. Shrek was a beautiful movie.
It was one
movie.
Of my favorite movies as a kid.
I watched it with Caleb a while ago.
As well as my turtle obsession.
I got a land turtle and a sea turtle.
I have ninja turtles.
I was watching this YouTube video and this guy had like a sea turtle little like figure and then he had a regular turtle figure and he's like, I got a land turtle and a sea turtle. No, he called it a water turtle. A land turtle and a water turtle.
Is it called a? Is it called sand because it's between land and sea? If you punch yourself and it hurts, are you too weak or too strong? Does a straw have two holes or one?
Is Skyrim Middle Earth? Because Middle Earth is in the middle of heaven. The Earth means the ground. Yeah. You know, Middle Earth.
Yeah.
So heaven and hell would be here.
Yeah.
Skyrim, rim of the sky. So is Skyrim the heaven of the Hobbit? Dun, dun, dun.
That is actually, that's a good question to consider. Give me a little rap a lot.
I can't stay still.
I need to stop. Fuck, stop. Stop vomiting on the set. Stop it.
One day I will find a usable spleen.
I just remembered my day in school. I make obscene threats.
Don't make me design you.
No, I mean like violent, but not violent enough the school can say I'm attempting murder. Like, I will remember, like, I'll be like, you don't shut up, I'm gonna shove your eyeballs up your ass and then tear your ass out and put it down your throat. Good day.
That doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't make sense. All I know is their eyes are gonna end up their ass and their ass is gonna end up their throat.
Okay, so he's in welding class, okay? He's in welding class. I'm in design class.
Yeah.
We were talking to a Tyler. Not sure if it's the same one.
Probably not. Because the Tyler I know is freshman.
Well, mine's also a freshman. But he's more pudgy than skinny. And he's,
okay.
And he's shorter than me.
Probably.
He wears, like, glasses.
Ours wears glasses. Hair. Okay. I don't know if we're talking about the same guy. I would like to take a picture
of him. Let's just say it's the same person.
Or not. We'll just Tyler 1, Tyler 2.
Richard. Richard Nixon. Tricky dicky. Okay. Anyways.
Don't keep saying that while I'm taking drinks.
Anyways, Lettuce was all like, hey, we're seniors. We're going to bully you. And he was all like, I'm gonna weld you. I'm going to take a pot piece of metal and hit you with it. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm going to
design
your ass. And he was just like, don't design me, bro. I'm like, I'll fucking do it. No, because if you design somebody, you could completely shatter their reputation. Lettuce causes physical pain. I can ruin your life mentally.
Could you design me?
No, like I wouldn't ever do this, but say like I took a picture of Birdie and I put their face on like a nude person. It could ruin their life.
Oh, like the Lazy Town thing? Like this was the pink haired girl then. This is her now.
Yeah.
That is
her
head.
They just photoshopped their head on the
no her face because the actual porn
oh, but like they would put their face or their head
on like
a nude body
or a body very similar to theirs but nude or something.
I know Emma Watson got in trouble because people thought it was a real nude but it was fake.
Yeah.
You got a cover? All 9,000 Facebooks.
Oh jeez.
Do you know that one guy that's like.
Nice.
Slapping. Whoop.
Whoop.
Okay, so I think we should talk about gender issues and then turn this off.
Since we have, like, we nearly reached an hour, actually.
Wow, this is the first hour episode I've ever had.
Well, we are...
Mainly because Tysonio, he gets bored.
He gets bored, but I keep introducing new, same topics and we bounce off each other. This is great improv. Great improv.
We didn't need the
complete 276 word script I wrote for us.
You wrote a script?
Shh, no, I already shredded it.
What about gender issues? I think we kind of cover that.
I'm gonna go right off the bat.
We should get more in depth.
When I go shopping with my mother, it's literally like clothes. If we go clothes shopping, I no longer allow my mom to do any kind of buying for me. Like, if she's looking at clothes, and she's like, yeah, this shirt looks nice, I'm like, no.
It's cut, because, like, down to there.
No, because it's, like, usually it's really tight. Because, like, I wear a lot of tight, short-sleeve shirts. Excuse me. Just call me Burpee. And it'll proceed to be horribly, horribly intense or serene. And there's a lot of white shirts out there. And I have a lot of vibrant sports bras. So it's very hard to find short sleeve shirts that have a
just a neon green bra.
I have a neon pink one. I do have a dark, I do have a bright green bra. I do.
Oh, dear.
Because I can't just buy white sports bras without them being made for children, pubescent children who haven't had, don't even have boobs yet. But, like, I'll go shopping and it's like, she'll find a pretty dress. She's like, this is cute. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I
never
got
And I'm like, anything. I'm silently looking over at, like, the boxer shorts over there. And it's like, you're so much more comfortable.
You're so much more into it. You're so sexy.
Boxer shorts are, like, the greatest pajama shorts for a girl.
I read a post that said, life would be perfect if sweatpants were sexually attractive. I'm like, okay.
They are.
You just see a girl wearing sweatpants, you're like, those legs.
If a person came up to me and slammed their leg down on a counter with sweatpants on, I would start rubbing their leg, so sexy, so perfect, so good, wow. Of course, I would have to know them for a long time. I would never do that to, like, a random person.
If a random girl would just look at you like,
Like, a random girl just comes up, slams her leg down on the table right next to me, and goes, don't.
And you're just like,
so sexy, so
but it's so tempting. Wow. So much tempt.
Like, okay, I'm gonna go into this about gender issues. When people fetishize things, like, boobs are not a sexual organ. Never were, never meant to be.
I don't like how it's considered, like, nude.
It's, boobs are such a widespread fetish that it is considered inappropriate.
I don't, like, for me, it's not, like, a sexual thing for me.
If every single fetish in the book had to be covered in social standing, then people would just have to walk around completely covered head to toe.
Asses are another thing.
Butts, yes, butts. Like, poop comes out of that. Farts, toot-toots.
Like, they don't spell too
literally,
good.
Literally, bionic waste dribbles from that waste chute.
It don't smell too good, my friend.
And yet there are people that are like, I'm gonna stay taking it.
There are people that want to lick it.
There are people out there who are like, I want something in it. It's also considered weird.
There's these group of women that they go to this park every day.
Yeah.
Completely topless. Because they think it should be a social norm that men and women, their top should be equal. Because they are. It's just one has more fat.
It's literally one... literally doesn't have more fat. It's muscle.
And the
it's
video is censored, tissue. But there's, like, an uncensored version of it, and they're trying to push to make it, like, uncensored. And it's just like, but the kids would see it. And it's just like, the kids aren't going to over-sexualize it.
Literally,
it's just the person's body.
They were once a baby and had to nibble their lips on a booby titty.
Booby titty.
Men have nibbles because they used to be
able... I want that on the shirt. Booby titty.
Men have nibbles because they used to also be able to produce breast milk.
Men can lactate.
Men can lactate. They can. And yeah. I think that is something stupid. Because, like, if...
Because we have no purpose.
Like now the nipples considerably have no purpose on a man. Like, no one understands that men used to lactate. Or men do lactate. Because it's, like, obscene. Because, like, think about it. Wouldn't it be really weird to watch a father go sit down, open up, like, his buttons high shirt, and just start feeding a baby? Like with all these other little mothers with their little cover rags and things like that.
That was an episode of Family Guy where Peter fed Stewie, but he had a hairy chest, so Stewie pulled, like, a hair out of his mouth, and he was like, and then he looked at Peter, realizing that it wasn't Lois, and he's like, oh my god.
Men lactate hair, everybody, it's
candy. Yeah, you can get a surgery to where, like, if you're a guy, you can, like, produce breast milk. I thought that was interesting.
Be really good for single dads.
Or just trans people in general. It's so weird how a girl can completely become a guy. Completely. But a guy can't completely become a girl because you can't put a uterus.
In a man, yeah.
And I was just like, you can get close.
You can't reproduce.
You can get all the feelings and all the sexual stuff.
Yes. Oh, fun fact. The clitoris is what's used to build the start of the dick. I once got threatened that my clitoris was going to be cut off. And I'm like, wait, why would you want to do that to me? And she's like, because then you wouldn't be able to get a dick. Please don't.
Yeah, they use that as, like, the stem, and then they add skin to it. They use skin tissue from insert body part here.
The chubbier parts, which means I probably have to take it from my thighs.
They usually take it from
my
your thighs.
Or my stupid little punch.
Or your booty.
Look at my punch. Pudgy.
It's, my punch is pudgy.
I have like one singular little fat roll. Very tiny.
Okay, we hit an hour. So unless you have anything else to say, we should close this.
Alright, goodbye. Caterpillars, cocoon, butterflies, moths, flies, praying mantises, and any other insect mobility. Even those few mammals who sit and listen to this. Hello. Goodbye. And
don't die.
Don't die. We will see you in the next listening. Why'd you have to end it with that noise? Pineapples, everybody. Sorry.